everyone. You're listening to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex fetishes and going deeper. Today's episode is episode number 74, and it is, do you still defend your ex? Okay, real quick before we get started with that, I want to take a quick second and say thank you to each and every one of you for your continued support. I appreciate you. Love and hugs to you, your family, and friends. And I hope you continue to share and use this information to help allow you to live the best life you possibly can. Okay, let's go. Okay, do you defend your ex? In other words, are you with another partner today and you're discussing your exes and you're defending your ex's choices to your new partner? Now, whether you're male or female, or depending on what type of upbringing your partner is coming from or is in, what culture they belong to also, it makes a big difference, and how secure they are within themselves makes a big difference. It all matters, okay? It's all relative. And it's all relative as to how they're going to respond to what it is you're saying or what you're trying to explain. Now, when I say communication is key to being happy, I am dead serious, because if you cannot communicate what it is that you're trying to say to your partner or your new partner, you could potentially be defending your ex and your ex's entire relationship with your ex, your relationship with your ex to your new partner, which you don't want to do that because you are in a new relationship with your new partner and not your ex. Okay, so you want to leave your ex relationship out of it. Okay, you want to explain the relationship to your partner really quickly. If you need to go into deep detail, fine, but do it in a manner that's explaining it to your partner that I don't have no feelings towards my ex anymore. I am explaining the situation to you now because you asked me. Otherwise, I wouldn't even brought it up. Okay, that's important. I get asked that question all the time, and I'm like, okay, you want to know? Okay. I can tell you, I wasn't going to bring it up, but, you know, I can bring up certain things if you want to know. And then when I explain personally, when I explain a situation or a story, it's how it happened. So I'm always like, be prepared, because I'm going to explain it to you exactly how it happened. And you're probably going to feel the depth of what happened in the moment. At the same time, I'm over it all and I could care less about any of them. But I'm still going to explain it to you as if you were there and you understand my feelings and thoughts at that moment, right? So a lot of times what happens is if you're not over it, then you end up continuing on and on and on about stuff, and you start defending the other person and your ex-partner. You don't want to do that. Don't go and start defending your ex-partner's decision-makings, your relationship, and all that stuff to your new partner. Now, also understand, your new partner needs to be secure enough with you now to know that you're with them and not with your ex, okay? That's important. If they can't be secure enough with you and you're not going to continue talking about your ex, that's important too, because anybody that continuously talks about their ex doesn't need to be with anyone at all, okay? They're not healed and they need to go off by themselves and stay there until they cannot talk about their ex. Okay, period. That's how that works. They need to heal. They need a lot of work to do. Period. Don't even bring yourself to somebody, because that is just a waste of everyone else's time. Okay? And that goes a lot deeper, but I am being dead serious, because you are just going to hurt everybody that comes towards you. And it is not cool. But anyway, all that aside, consider what it is that you're explaining to your new partner when you're discussing your ex. Don't go and defend your ex and be like, yeah, they were great. They did all this stuff for me. You know, yeah, we wouldn't be here today if it wouldn't be for them. You know what? Who cares? You know, why you're not together because you're not together. So what? Why don't you guys discuss why you two were together? Okay, consider that. You two are together now, today, because this, this, and this. Oh, I like about you. And start discussing your guys' new relationship, okay? And what brought you together. What you could say instead of saying, oh, I loved my ex because she did this, this, and that. If you say that to your new partner, they're going to want to bitch fucking slap your ass across the fucking floor, okay? Across the fucking U.S. or whatever country you're in is what they're going to want to do. They want to kick your ass and hate you and despise you because of the disrespect you just displayed to them by saying what you just said. And that is defending your ex and everything about your relationship with them because you're not over them. And you just brought someone else into the relationship and just explained that to them right point blank to their face. And you didn't need to do it that way. You could have just left them alone and not said anything. Okay. So don't do that, you guys. Don't be that person that goes and does that because that's disgusting and rude. Okay. Don't be that person. Do not be that person. And you know what? Be ready to be judged 1,000,000% by your new partner if you do. And you should be. Okay? If you're brand new, you should be judged for doing that. and they should leave you. And they should walk away until you're ready and over your ex. Okay? Because nobody sits there and starts defending their ex's entire relationship with them when they're not with them. Okay, unless you're still wanting to be with them. So consider that also, okay? Very important. Now, if you want to start a new relationship with someone or you are starting a new relationship with someone and you're discussing each other's past, you want to go into it very in a simplified manner, in a careful manner, in a way that is appropriate for each of you to understand that you're over your exes and you're with your new partner today because you like them for this, this, and this, and this reason, this reason, this reason, and go on like that, okay? Say, I'm only explaining this to you because you asked me. This is what I went through. This is where I come from. I've healed from that. Now I am this person I am today. I'm a stronger person I am today because I went through all these different phases in life. And now I get to live the best life with you. You know? Okay? There you go. But you don't want to keep going on and on and on about, oh, yeah, my ex was great and we had the best sex ever. And you know, you would never know that she is way better than you or he's way better than you. And you know what I mean? Once you start comparing, you are in hell. You're in the freaking doghouse 100%. Period. Like, you might as well just walk away from somebody that does that crap. Okay? They have no inkling or understanding how to respect another human being or their partner in the first place. They have no idea how to explain how they're feeling. How to say it. That is one of the most worst and disgusting ways you could ever fathomably think of explaining anything to a new partner. Don't ever compare somebody. The other person is not the other person. Do not compare them. Do not compare their traits. Do not compare their body parts. Do not compare their minds. Do not compare their families. Do not compare their anything at all, period. The only thing you can say is they're a female or a male. That's it. That's the only thing you can do. Okay? If you start with that, you're golden. If you start comparing everything else, you're not. Now, what you can do is look for flags, red flags, you know, you want to say yellow and green flags, whatever. I say red flags, and that's it. Okay, look for red flags and go from there. Otherwise, everything is golden, and you can work with. There are other people that like to say, oh, there's yellow flags and green flags and purple and rainbow flags. And I'm like, whatever. If you want to listen to them, listen to them. I don't care. You know what? You want to make it more complicated? Fine. This is the most simplified way and the best way that you can go without fluffing up a bunch of BS. All right. I can't stand a bunch of BS and I can't stand a bunch of fluff. And I'm like, get to the point and speak the truth. It's that simple. Okay. We don't need a bunch of extra mumbo jumbo out there to try to explain something. It is what it is. It's yes or no. You know, there's a little bit of gray in the middle. Okay, fine. Say what it is. Get to your point and move on. Let's be happy. Okay. That's the whole point. It's not like, oh, let's go around a mountain to figure out if they liked me because they were talking about their ex. Now, you know what? If they're talking about their ex, it's because they're not over it. There you go. Okay. That's how that works. That's how simplified that is. Okay. Anyway, think about that when you're with someone and they constantly discuss that with you. It's a flag. It's a big red flag. If you want to stay with them, stay with them. That's up to you. If you don't, don't. But just remember that they're still thinking about somebody else when they're with you. If they're constantly talking about somebody else when they're with you, okay? If they're comparing you to someone else, it's because they have no idea how to have a relationship and a healthy one at that, because that's not any attribute to any type of healthy relationship in any way, manner, shape, or form at all. It's actually more of an abusive one, okay? Because nobody compares somebody else to somebody else unless you're abusive. Okay, emotionally abusive. That would fall into that category. So think about that. You want to be emotionally abusive? Are you? Are you on that fine line of being emotionally abusive? Well, maybe you need to think about that and stop doing it. Stop acting those behaviors. Consider that when you're discussing your ex relationships with your partners. You want to discuss them, explain it. Like I said, specifically, I'm over my ex. I'm explaining this to you right now in these different situations because you asked me. And so when I tell a story, it's going to be like it was and how it happened. So you're going to get the whole gist of what actually happened. If you don't want to know, then just say that and I won't show it to you, you know, or I won't explain it that way. But if you ask, then be prepared for the answer. And women, don't ask a question you don't want to know the answer to. If it hurts your feelings, it hurts your feelings. Don't ask the question then. If you ask a question and it hurts your feelings, then it hurts your feelings, and know that. And just remember that that type of question hurts your feelings, but you asked it and you wanted to know. So that's on you. Don't get all upset with your partner because you asked a question and you got upset about the answer. Okay? The person giving the answer needs to also be respectful on how they give the answer to their partner. You don't need to go overboard and be a jerk when you give them the response if it is a certain type of question, okay? You don't need to try to hurt your partner's feelings when they ask a question. Okay, let's say, for instance, if you're in a marriage, even a relationship, you're dating in a relationship and a marriage, and you are thinking your partner is cheating on you, and let's say woman to male to woman, okay, and these are all gender related, doesn't matter whoever's performing that role, but I'm going to discuss man to woman, woman to man, okay? So let's say woman asks woman thinks man is cheating. Woman asks man, hey, are you cheating on me? Well, woman, you just asked a question. He's going to be like, yes, okay, or what do you think, you know, or I caught this and that. Woman's like, I saw you doing this and that. Are you cheating on me? And he's like, okay, well, you asked a question. You kind of didn't need to ask a question because you already knew, but at the same time, he says yes and you're upset now. Well, you know, you asked a question, you got the answer, so don't be upset about it. You should say, okay, thank you. This is horrible news and I'm sorry that this happened. This is horrible, you know, but I'm glad that it's out in the open now and we can move forward. I can get out of this relationship and move forward. Okay. Then you get out of that relationship, you move forward, you heal, you start the healing process. You have to forgive them for being a piece of crap and you for staying in a relationship with somebody that was unhealthy for you for as long as you did and not knowing or just knowing them at all. Doesn't mean they did what they did was right. It doesn't mean what they did was nice. It doesn't mean what they did was appropriate in any way, shape, or form at all, period. It just means that you're not giving them the power to hold on to your thoughts anymore and create sadness within your mindset and your heart. You let it go. And then you start healing and you move forward and you give yourself to someone else who deserves you. That's how that works. It is a process. It does take time. It's not just like bam, 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 this happens. So when I do discuss this, I do mean that it does take time and there is healing involved. And you will cry and you will be sorry, you know, and you will be sad. And some people become very depressed and some people have a lot of things to divvy up, you know, because you're in a marriage and you have kids or you have a house. Like I went through all that stuff, you know, I had to divvy everything up. I just wouldn't actually had the legal paper document. And that was it. Everything else is divvied up. You know what I mean? So then I had to figure out a bunch of stuff myself. So I get it. But what my point is that you may think that your life is over and you're, you know, everyone's like, oh my God, you know, what are you gonna do? You know, but it's not. I want to tell you that it's not over. You have all kinds of time. Everyone's like, you're too old. This is going to happen. How, oh my God, you haven't done this, blah, 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 blah. And you have all these people around you trying to tell you all these things that are not true, you know, and then you have this other group of people trying to tell you things that are positive. So always go towards the positive people. Screw the other people that are negative. Get them the hell away from you. Just don't even listen to them. Just block them out 100% and drop them like a hot fucking pancake, okay? Anyone who's negative to you, drop them out, period. Let them go. Don't talk to them anymore and move on to the people in the group that are positive and positive reinforcements around you. And that's the only way that you're going to get through it because all the negative naysayers are going to just constantly hound you. And, you know, if people ask you questions, to tell them it's none of their fucking business. I still have people trying to hound me about stuff from like 100 years ago. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, are you okay? Like, do you need to go to a mental institution? I'm like, are you all right? Like, wow. Huh? Like, go and move on with your life. Like, you have none, do you? You know, like, that's what you want to say. You're like, come on. Stop being that way. But, you know, some people are really disgusting negative human beings and they try to like come back into people's lives. And that's when you cut them off and you say, no, I don't want you. I don't even know you. Like, I don't want you around me. Get away. You know, you're not a good person and not a good influencer. You let those people go. Okay. That's important. Let them go. They don't even deserve to talk to you. Okay. Because all they're going to do is try to bring you down. What you need to do is save your energy so that you can move forward in life and get through what it is that you're trying to get through. And you stay around the more positive people who will be there to help you move forward and get through the situation. Okay, that's important. And that's how you find out who your friends are. Okay. Now, if somebody comes back and says, oh, I'm so sorry I did this to you. Okay, say thank you. Doesn't mean you forgot what they did. Doesn't mean you go and be friends with them again. Hell no. Let them go wherever they want to go without you, okay? That is not up to you to make them happy later on after they, you know, what? How long is it that they did this to you and it took them how long to come say sorry? Okay. Well, you say thank you, but that doesn't mean you have to start hanging out with them again, okay? Remember who they really were. A lot of times people are snakes and they'll do that and then they will come back around acting like they give a crap, but they don't. They haven't changed. They're the same person. They're just trying to get it back at you. So you need to think about that. Don't trust the people that jacked you over, okay? Very important. Anyway, You want to move forward in life? Then do it. But you need to pick yourself back up. Let go of the negative naysayers. Start making decisions on your own. Move forward and stay towards the positive people that are in your life. That's important. And if you end up being one of the only positive people in your life and your surroundings at that time, then so be it. That's important too. It doesn't matter. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You are the number one positive person, period, always anyway. So you will always reflect that back to you. You reflect back to you who you are. You and what you want and what you desire comes back to you because you are them. Does that make sense? So you have to think positive all the time and realize that you deserve the best. You have to understand your self-worth and that it is the best of the best. If you want to be the best of the best, then you have to know that you are the best of the best and you are capable of having the best of the best and that you will have the best of the best and that you do have the best of the best. Period. You say, I am the best of the best and I will not accept anything less than the best of the best. Now, what is the best of the best for you mean to you? That's important to each individual. So you think about that too. Okay, it's not the same for everyone. Everyone likes something different. Okay, and it's not up to anyone else. It's up to each individual. So when you have other people deciding what's best for you, that's not what's best for you. You know what's best for you, not anyone else. So you decide what's best for you and then you go for that. Okay, so that's going to be it for tonight. Just be careful when you are discussing your exes with your new partners. Okay, very important. Don't compare each other. Don't constantly defend your ex and all their poor behaviors and all that stuff with your new partner. Okay, it's completely disrespectful and disgusting. Just get over your ex. Okay, leave them be. Let them go. The past is the past. Let the new come in and, live the best life you possibly can today. Okay. That's what's important. Anyway, like I said, that's it for today. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, night, or morning, depending on what country you're from. Thanks for joining in again with Love Talk with Kira. Okay, we will talk soon. Send them hugs.